morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday, you guys.
Happy Saturday, or whatever day you're listening on this, whatever day. Cool. We're just thankful that you're here, and we're just going to jump on in.
Yes, you guys, let's do it. We are reading out of the Thrive Bible today, and the devotional is titled, Driven by God's Love. And the verse is Hosea 6, verse 6. It says, I want you to show love, not offer sacrifices. I want you to know me more than I want burnt offerings. The love letter from God says, Beloved child, I want to spend time with you. I see how hard you try to live for me, and I want to take the pressure off of you. It isn't what you do in your own effort. It's what I do through you. I love you no matter what. Surrender your heart to me, so that I can give you a life full of the love you crave. If you seek me, you will hear my voice. If you look to me more than you look to others, you will begin to live driven by my love instead of by your strength. You will love with a heart like mine. Love your Heavenly Father. The reflection says, we often try to do religious things to get closer to God. But God is clear in Scripture that it is not religious activities that connect our hearts to His. Our love is shown by our desire to please Him and live for Him alone. If you're tired of trying to prove your love for God by religious activities, then stop and give your heart to God. The Treasure of Truth says, it isn't just what we do, it's how we love.
Yeah, I love that reminder, and I also got kind of hung up in a good way on this thing that you said in the devotional where the author said, it's not what I do, but it's what you do through me, Lord. It's kind of what they're saying.
Yeah.
And I just was kind of chewing on that for a bit. And I just was thinking to myself like, wow, like, yes, I have a relationship with God. Yes, I love God. Okay. But am I loving God by still living in my own power and my own strength? Or am I like walking through life in His power and His strength and His kindness and His gentleness? And am I tapping into all those things that He offers to do through me? Or am I just kind of just trying to serve God by tapping into my own strength and my own gentleness and my own patience and my own blah, 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 blah. And so that was pretty convicting to just be reminded that I'm not this like employee that just clocks in and just tries to do the best I can with what I have. But no, it's like I walk, you know, hand in hand with my Heavenly Father who gives me His strength to be able to achieve these things and do these things and walk in a certain way. And so I just was convicted and just thinking to myself like, wow, like yes, I love God. Yes, I believe in Him. Yes, He's my Lord. But am I like truly walking in His power?
Yeah, for me, it really just came alive inside of like the love languages. And when it was talking about like when it said in the love letter, I just want to spend more time with you. Like, it's not about what you do for me. It's that I want to spend time for like time with you. And I think because I'm a quality time, physical touch person, like that's how I feel loved. If someone's trying to love me with a ton of acts of service, and they're doing a bunch of stuff for me, but they don't spend time with me or be around me, then I don't feel the love. And I think about that with God sometimes. Am I loving Him with acts of service when what He's really desiring is quality time?
Yeah. And even to take that just one little step further, we can use those acts of service as almost like a form of payback, like to say, like, you know, it's almost like if you have like a friend and they pay for a meal and then you get the next meal. It's kind of like, okay, well, you did a kindness for me and now I'm going to do kindness for you, which is sweet, right? But there are different forms of love. That's called phileo love, which is like, it's reciprocity-based love, which is I scratch your back, you scratch my back. But then there's also agape love, which is just pure unconditional love. And that's godly love. And when it comes to receiving God's love, we have to note that this is unconditional. I am unworthy of this, but He offers it freely. And no matter what I go to do, like in terms of good works or even...
He's not going to love me more when I do more.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so it's just an honor to get to spend that quality time with him. It's just a privilege. It's just a plus, right? Totally. It's not like this mandated thing, even though we should desire that as Christians to spend time with the God that we worship, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I love that.
You ready to pray son out?
Mm-hmm. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today, Lord, and we just want to honor you and love you and show honor where honor is due, God. Such an amazing and powerful and personal Lord that we get to spend time with. Lord, I pray that we never take that for granted, just sitting in your presence, worshiping you, talking to you. Lord, a relationship is not one-sided, and I pray against any feelings of just spending time with you to get what we want. Lord, I pray against manipulation. I pray against that spirit of even that false humility of not receiving the love that you want to give us. Lord, I pray today that the people who are listening to this podcast, that they would sit in your presence and receive your love, receive your mercy, receive your grace, Lord, and just bask in your presence, Lord, as you fill them with joy and fill them with peace. Lord, I pray today that we just would not take your presence for granted, Lord, but that our eyes would be open to the fact that you are here, and right now. And so, Lord, we're going to open up the floor for our listeners to continue in prayer, and we're going to be praying in agreement with them.
So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate. Your limitless love. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. Love so abounding, love so pure. Love so abounding, we will endure.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Just as a quick little reminder, you know, it's important for all of us, and I'm really saying this to myself, but you can just hear me say it, that we tap into the things that God offers us, and we use his power, not our own. We use his understanding, not our own. It's not like he's just this impersonal being in the sky who isn't actively involved in your everyday life, willing to help you with your everyday life. Like, no, we need to tap into that and not just be like, oh, well, okay, God, I love you, Lord, but now I'm just going to go on and live my life. No, we live our life with him actively every day.
Yeah, so good.
We love y'all.
And don't forget, you are God's masterpiece.
Au revoir.